WRFE 702, listening.
Seven. 02, here is WRVJ 258.
Good morning, 258. How are we doing this morning?
This is WRVJ 258. The name is Jim, and I'm doing pretty good. I'm located in East Point, Michigan, which is just northeast of Detroit. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing all right. I got a day off, and I'm trying to readjust my sleep schedule. I work the graveyard shift, but you know how it is on a day off. It's hard to readjust your internal clock. I'm Ken, by the way. I'm up here just northeast of Flint. And you're making a good, fine trip through those repeaters. You sounded really good.
Very fine to make your acquaintance, Ken. And, yeah, I know. I had a 14-hour on-site day on Friday. I was 14 hours on-site without a break. And I'm still trying to recover. I had stuff to do yesterday and stuff to do today, but I've been spending every minute that I didn't have stuff to do trying to recover. So I'm 63 years old, and it's getting harder to do it. Used to do it all the time, and I just can't understand why it's... Why it's hard now.
Yeah, I'm also 63 years old myself, right back at you. And it does get harder and harder. I tell you what, I work with some of these 20-something-year-olds, and I just marvel how fast they get their job done, and I'm still crawling along, you know. Even some of the guys in their 30s, early 40s, they run circles around me. It's getting tougher. Hopefully two more years and I'm out, hopefully.
Roger. Hey, but you know what they don't have? They don't have your knowledge and your experience. So keep that in mind. Whether it's on the job or in life in general, they're kids yet, and you know, I too work with a lot of younger folks, and the thing is, make them do the hard stuff, make them do the heavy lifting, the physical stuff, and impart your knowledge and experience onto them when the time is right. Of course, you know, when you're young, when you remember what you were like when you were that age, nobody could tell you anything. No old man could tell you anything. Man, I'm smarter. So, you know how it is.
Yeah, I was about to say there, they know everything. I've had them flat out tell me no before, you know, it's just, you know, and then you go to your boss with these problems and all they do is brush it off, so you're stuck in the middle. I know, middle management stinks. Kind of sounds to me like you might be in the construction field, huh?
Well, Ken, no. Actually, I run my own business, but I also do, have done, and do from time to time some side work as an electrician, and work with a lot of guys that really know exactly what they're doing, and they teach me, and that's great. I really appreciate it. And then there's people that don't understand that just because they don't know me and I'm new, you know, on a job site or something, that I'm not a complete idiot. But, you know, in some ways, kind of I am, but I'm not. So, look, no, I get it. I have common sense. I know some things. And I've actually shown some of these folks with licenses and experience on the job, I've shown them, look, there's a faster way, a better way to do this. And they look at me and they go, you know what, you're not too stupid after all. But I don't push it. I just, you know, I get on there, I do what I'm told, and if there's a pressure point, I go to the boss and say, hey. But the boss, on those situations, when I'm subbing out, the boss knows who I am, and it's not a big deal. So, but anyway, good luck to you with that, because, yeah, you're between top and bottom, but, you know, you'll get through it. You and I both, we've got a few years here, so we'll get to the point where it's, hey, now all I got to do is relax and smoke cigars.
Yeah, Roger, on the cigars, that sounds good. Nice to come home to the wife and have a cold one waiting for you. Yeah, I know what you mean, man. A couple more years and I'm out. We're talking about maybe relocating up to the Houghton Lake area, maybe Higgins Lake, I don't know, somewhere up there, but down here in this end of the, I don't know, it's just getting a little too crowded for me. I want to get up there where the pine trees are and the air's a little fresher and, you know, get away from all this industry.
Hey, I dig it, Ken. Look, I'm a RVer. I've got a motorhome, and I love to get out and use it as often as I can. I have to be able to fund my excursions, so I have to keep working, at least for now. But I have to fund my exploits. But I love to, at any chance I can get out. Luckily, like I say, I run my own business, so I can decide when I'm going to go and just go. But every minute I'm away, you know, I get the emails and the text messages are coming in and saying, hey, man, when can I get you to do X and when can I get you to do Y? And I'm like, okay, look, well, I'll talk in 3 weeks or whatever, you know. And sometimes I lose it. If I lose a gig, I lose it. But, you know, now that I used to worry about that when I was 30. But now that I'm 63, it's becoming less important.
Yes, that's what they always say. The wise man has more questions than answers. Never talk when you can listen. That always comes with age. That comes with the years, you know. The wisdom does finally show up. But I know what you mean, man. I'm a lot smarter than I used to be. But I've got a ways to go. I've never tried to stop learning, you know. It's always something new, something different out there. And that's a good thing. Yeah, I know what you mean about time off, too. I got a 2-year-old boat sitting in the garage. I've taken it out a total of once. I bought a brand new boat 2 years ago, and it's been out once last year. Between me and the wife working crazy different schedules. Now she's retired, and like I said, I got a couple years to go, but we're going to get that boat out and actually see if it floats, you know.